Literally, it means that when one becomes free from all material desires, then only his heart becomes purified. His heart becomes free from contamination, and the grossest form of that contamination is envy. So when one becomes detached, or when one gives up all the desire for material enjoyment, then only one becomes free from envy, and then only his heart becomes completely purified. And then only he becomes eligible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless and until our heart is purified, we cannot possibly get to know Krishna or get to understand Krishna. We may practice, we may chant the holy name, or we may render devotional service in practice, but we won't develop genuine Krishna consciousness or love, genuine love for Krishna. And through that genuine love for Krishna alone can one understand Krishna. And that's what has been explained here.